Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and welcome to our Christ Blessing Service on the 12th day of March, 2017, and our Daylight Savings Time, same schedule but different hours. So I hope everyone got my little reminder that I sent out so that we could all be here and not be checking in at a different time. I am personally so glad that I wish we could always be on Daylight Savings Time. I love these hours so much. I just love having the longer day and more time to be outside in nature. So what we're going to do is what we always do. We warm up the community with those who wish to ask for a blessing or to express their gratitude for a blessing or to ask questions about it or whatever is appropriate for the day. And Tony, I see you're on. You're on the call, so I opened your line. Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Glenda. I have a real quick comment for you, but I want to let Judy share something first. She had some things that have been happening that are really lovely she'd like to share.
Oh, sure. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for the blessing seminar, because when we went, I was asking prayers for everyone else, and Yeshua told me this is for you. So I stopped my mind, and I went into my heart, and he came to me facing me, and his eyes are just very captivating and very compassionate, and I was very overwhelmed by his love. And I've known Yeshua, but I've never had a relationship with him, and I really feel that I have that now on a daily basis. So thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. And that's a wonderful gift. I would say that's probably worth the whole seminar, the trip and everything.
Yes.
And I know that it will make every day you have more joyful and loving and more meaningful, because that's what it's done for me.
Yes. Yes. And I use the oils every day, and I think that kind of helps me.
Oh, thanks. You know, and thanks for mentioning that, because everybody, any of you who have Christ sent handy, it's always a good thing to put a little dab on your heart, or somewhere, maybe on your throat, where it'll a pulse point, where your body will radiate the fragrance during the conveyance of the blessing. It's just a really, really good thing to do. And I had such a lovely experience yesterday. I didn't even know I had done this, and it takes me back to a blend that I created about, it must have been probably 4 or 5 years ago, because I know I was still living in Sedona then, and maybe a couple of years before I left. It's called Aliveness. And it has not been one of our top sellers, mainly because most people really want the sacred eight, the ones that have to do with the blessings of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I was out of it, and I got a large wholesale order for it, and I was going to have to mix up some more, and I didn't realize I must have spilled some on my blue jeans. Of course, I didn't notice it because I had it all over my hands. After the day was over, I put up my blue jeans, folded them up because they weren't ready to launder, and yesterday I went into my closet, and it was like my closet was a blooming garden. That fragrance is so amazing. I mean, the reason I called it Aliveness is because after I created it the first time, the same thing happened to me. I walked outside, the fresh air hit me, and it was like a blooming garden that was all alive. So if you've ever used that and forgot about it, go get it out. With springtime coming, is a perfect season for it. And if you've never used it, I just can't even begin to tell you how beautiful it is. Even though it's a little floral, it's mostly herbal, and it's something that men and women both could enjoy wearing. It's not just a feminine, rosy, or jasmine-type flower. It's just fresh. That's just fresh and alive. And I just had to share that because it was a gift back from nature that I'd totally forgotten until I got that order in and realized we were out. So, thank you, Judy. You inspired that because your experience with Yeshua made me think about how alive I am when I'm with him, and then that happens. And so, well, anyway, we had another call. Oh yes, we do. We have Sarah on the call. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Glenda.
How are you today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Perfectly. Okay. How are you today?
I am wonderful, and I'm glad to be on the call. And I'm calling partly because I want to let everybody know that I'm going to be doing a blessing training in Massachusetts in April.
That's great.
And so for people that haven't been able to get to Texas, I'd love to see you. And it's April 22nd and 23rd.
Everybody, this would be a really good opportunity for those of you who live in the Northeast. And in case you didn't write that down, we support Sarah in doing this. She is one of our most dedicated blessing givers and teachers. And we're going to share our mailing list from the northeastern corner of the United States because it's a nice opportunity to be within driving distance of somebody doing this. So thank you, Sarah, and we really appreciate everything you do.
You're welcome, and I am listed on the ChristBlessing.org site if people want to look there, too.
Well, that's true, but people who are not blessing givers yet
the one that's part of your website.
Okay, great. The open website. Excellent, excellent. So you can find her there, too.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
And we offer a blessing to your seminar. Okay. We have a wireless caller from, we don't know yet what area code it is, 903.
Hello, Glenda. It's Ben.
Oh, Ben. Hello. How in the world are you?
I'm doing good. Listened to you last week.
Great.
Didn't get on the call, but listen to you. Can you hear that in the background?
Yes, we can.
I've got my guitar up here, and I'm just plucking some strings. That was really wonderful what you spoke about in music, and you said something about your smile last week. Well, I know your smile, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Just thinking of you always. And so many times when I have the opportunity, I put my hands upon people's chest and look them in the eye and tell them, love is who you are.
Oh, Ben, that's great. That's great. You know, you could do something wonderful for us during the blessing. Strum your harp, could you, during the blessing? We would love.
Can you hear that in the background?
We can. We certainly can. But even if we can't hear it, we can feel it because it will amplify the blessing. Thank you so much for that, Ben. We really, really love and appreciate you.
Talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we have a caller from area code 780. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
Hi. I wanted to ask you about the heart rate. I tapped into this ability of my heart to, as like the most important sensation of becoming aware of another being.
Uh-huh.
And I know that Yeshua, out of all the scripts of Jesus through your books, describes the Sacred Heart and its intelligence. And I was wondering, does the heart rate develop more ability as it aligns with the depth and the intelligence of the sacred center magnetic vortex?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Can you ask it in a different way so I understand you clearly, Desmond?
Sure. Well, like, I like I love you, and I love you through my heart, and I can feel you through my heart.
Uh-huh.
And that's compassion. And does the, that, like I know the depths of compassion are, they're, beyond words, right? So.
Yes, and I think I know where you're going. Let me tell you what I think you're saying. It's like when two or more hearts come together, they create a larger vortex of energy.
Yeah, interesting.
And that's what Yeshua said. He said, whenever two or more are joined in my name, I will be there. And this is true anytime, but it's not just, I don't think it's enough to just say, some people take the name kind of superficially. And the fact is, his name has been translated into every language of the world. And I don't think that's the name he was talking about. I think he was talking about his true identity as the Christ, the anointed one, that when we really feel his love, and we feel his love through our compassion with another person. See, this is what he was telling us in the Two Commandments when he said, you know, he was basically right before that telling the apostles that I'll always be with you. And the commandments tell us how he can always be with us, because when we love another as ourselves, that creates a joined vortex of compassion. And then when we love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, that expands the vortex even more, and that allows the Christ ray, the Christ love of compassion, to be there, amplifying everything. And, of course, that's what we do in the Christ blessing. The blessing givers are all joined together at one time, knowing how to synchronize, shall we say, synchronize our common and expressed love for Yeshua and the Christ energy and the child of God energy, bringing it down and into the lives of other people who also are children of God, like unto him. It's just we don't know it right now at this time, or at least most people don't know it. And it's like a tuning fork. It just strikes a louder note. And is that what you were asking?
Well, that's a very beautiful response, and I totally feel with you, and yeah,
but it's not what you were asking. Okay, try again.
it deepens my understanding of Christ's blessing, and I'm glad that you went the way that you did, because that is very important to me. So thank you for what you shared.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. And, I think any time we feel compassion for another person, the union we feel in that compassion empowers both people. But then if we add the presence of Christ energy to that, it multiplies it by, like, the square root. It just amplifies it. And, of course, that's what all of us do as we combine in offering the blessing. And not only that, for those of you who come to receive, you too are amplified, because you're coming from your love for what you need or desire for your life. And whatever you need or desire for your life is your love. And your love combines with the love of others who come with their desires and their needs, and not always just for themselves, maybe for a loved one, a friend, a relative, or the world, or peace on earth. Whatever is their love, they come to receive a blessing for their love. And so that's, we take the love that you are, the love I am, the love that all of our blessing givers is, the love of those who come to receive a blessing, we synchronize it with the love of Christ. And how could miracles not happen? You see, it's really easy to think about it when you look at it that way. It's like a loving, positive hurricane, if you could imagine that kind of spinning energy coming down to touch the earth, but not with destruction, with love, with fulfillment, with empowerment, enlightenment, the ability to go for what you want, the confidence in yourself, the faith in God, to access the blessings that you're asking for. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So thanks for inspiring that response for me. That was a good activation, Desmond. I see Jerome's on the line, so I'm going to open Jerome's line. How are you, my friend?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm feeling on top of the world right now.
I have a question for a prayer for two friends. One.
Okay.
Jim for his foot and for Jane for her flu. And but the questions are the greatest love that you are, and we are, we're all one together. And so thank you for everything that you help us with. You know, Glenda, you're doing a great job, and all the love and blessings in the world for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerome. You know, and you sparked a response that I also want to make with all the love that I am, because when you were saying, you know, we're all one. Oh, it's so true. But we forget that in our incarnate path in life. You know, we come from the great one soul of God. We all return to the great one soul of God. But we take separate pathways inside our experience. And sometimes we can get so deeply inside of a unique experience, especially if there's some negative things, such as a health challenge or financial challenge or a relationship breakup or a loss of a loved one or something of the sort. You know what I mean. It's all the things we go through. And we can sometimes feel so alone. Sometimes we indulge in judgments, and that separates us from other people. And we just can't seem to find that state of oneness directly. It's like we go into meditation. I know I've done it in the past, too, and I'm leading up to why this blessing is so powerful and why it works. Because I remember years and years I studied all kinds of meditation. And, of course, you know, I have engaged in many, many daily prayers and conversations with Yeshua since the days we were together doing the painting and then writing the book. It's been my daily activity. It's as much part of my life as breathing. But sometimes I would still, actually most of the time, I would still feel a little separated from some things that I just didn't know. I didn't understand. I didn't know what to do with them or how to think about them. I didn't want to judge them. I didn't want to condemn them. I didn't want to hurt myself from them. I didn't want to hurt another person. But I just didn't know what to think about it. And I would, just about everybody has had those feelings from one time or another. Okay, that's just part of being on the earth and only being able to see so far out to the horizon. Well, what I have noticed is that our whole life is like this spinning vortex of energy, and it spins around the heart. And when we really, really have compassion for another person, if we can add energy to that, not just thought, not just feeling love, but actual energy, like we're take a spill and inside a cyclone. I'm talking like a Texan now, okay? But giving you a cute little analogy. You are the cyclone, okay? And you're a cyclone of love. And you see that that kind of energy can be activated in somebody else. And then you move your cyclone of love into their cyclone of love. Yeah. There's something about energy that can connect when nothing else connects. Because it energy outmaneuvers our minds. Okay? And energy ultimately always involves the heart in one emotion or another. It will activate the heart and it outmaneuvers the mind. And so if we just use that vortex of energy, move our vortex of energy in on the vortex of somebody else's energy, and then maybe we pick a third, fourth, we could, let's just say we start with 3, 4, or 5 people who are friends. We know we love them. We know they love us. And we can amplify that vortex of energy. And then we call in the energy of Christ and we amplify it even more. Pretty soon, we're actually able to pull in the whole energy of a neighborhood or a city or an environment and include it in that vortex of love. And it doesn't involve any judgment. It doesn't involve even, it doesn't even involve affirmations like saying, oh, you're so great. You know, it's nothing. It's like just the energy of love. And that's all it is. There's nothing for anyone to push back against. There's nothing for anyone to resist. And you find that people just want to be in it. Just like, okay, just like if you went to a barn dance and let's say you thought square dancing was just ridiculous and silly and old-fashioned and stupid, but you went there and all of a sudden, just because you were there, you started tapping your toes. And then you went from tapping your toes to getting up on your feet and shuffling around a little bit. And before it's all over, you're out there square dancing. Uh-huh. And it doesn't matter what you think about it. It's a party. It's a party and we all want to dance. And that's what energy does for us. And so many times, music of any kind can have that effect on us. The phrase is often made about angels, a choir of angels. Well, that's because the angels love to sing. They love music of all kinds, and it's not just harp music. I think sometimes I get the feeling they'd even do rap music. They just like rhythm. They like energy, and they like rhythm, and they like to be part of it. And that's how angels actually move into our life, through an energetic flow. It's not an intellectual thing. It's most of the time, I don't even think it's feeling. I think it's really just pure energy. I can almost always feel when they're there. So, Jerome, thank you for that inspiration. I bet you didn't expect all of that.
No, I didn't, but it's the world.
You never know what will come through.
I know, but thank you for your Christ spirit all the time.
You are so welcome. And I see we've got another caller. Is it John from area code 860?
Glenda, this is Elizabeth Myers, Reverend.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Yeah, graduating class in Sedona. I think it was one of the last ones in person with you.
And, yes.
I was inspired to ask you this in the way that you feel to respond. I'm so right now feeling filled with first light and the significance of Yeshua's first connection and appearance with you was clearly a non-physical experience.
The first was, definitely, which is why it was so difficult to paint.
Well, In relating that to as we all are evolving into our, you know, expressing our unique divineness and what we're here for, can you just give what comes from your heart and insight in bringing that forward? Because even in his subsequent visitations. I even hesitate saying him because he was clearly, I felt, showing he's not a him. This is what we are. It's formless. It's changeless. It's love itself.
It is. It truly is. I don't know. All I can tell you, Elizabeth, is the progression of his, well, we have to use he because it's the only pronoun that's worthy, you know, to say it. It's just not worthy. And so anyway, the spirit of love was announcing itself for months to me and prompting me to create that painting. And how can you resist the spirit of love? I wanted to respond to the spirit of love, but I didn't want to do the painting because I really, really felt that it was a needless and superfluous thing to do, considering that the greatest artists that have ever lived have painted him, and there are millions of paintings of him, and it's really not what I did. I didn't do spiritual or religious painting. And it seemed like I was being pushed out of my nature to do something that didn't really need to be done. Nobody needs another picture of him. That's what I was saying to myself. And so I thought, this is just some kind of sympathy vibration. People are praying for me to get back on track. They're praying for Christ to be stronger in my life, and it's just coming through my mind and my imagination that way. And I would dismiss it. But it just persisted, and it persisted until finally I had to deal with it. And I dealt with it in the sense of just surrendering to do whatever I was asked to do because I thought, well, darn it. Doggone it, in Texas talk. Resisting is not doing any good. I might as well just surrender. So I just went into prayer and I said, I just prayed. I expressed my various objections to God and I said, but thy will be done. Oh Lord, thy will be done and allow my life to be a conduit for your will. And the next thing that happened was this outpouring of light that came to me, just as pure light, that was so brilliant, it actually radiated from the substance of the room, because it didn't even cast a shadow. The table didn't cast a shadow, I didn't cast a shadow, it was like being not in front of the sun, but inside the sun. And I just was awestruck. That's all I can say. Awestruck. And the words, behold, Glenda, came to my ears. But they came to my ears more as a vibration of energy that then interpreted or translated itself into sound. And I think that's the way everything came to me from that point on. It first came as energy that translated itself into an image. And the words first spoken came as energy that translated into words. So that's all I really can say, Elizabeth. All I can give you is my experience.
Oh, I that was the first thing where I had some experiences, not quite like that with light or something. And when I first met through a mutual friend about your works, I could feel, I knew it was a real deal. I said, I've got to connect up with her. And so bringing that forward as to our imagined physicalness that we think we are, how we're, I guess, each looking to kind of bridge that. To get out of our way of being that ego personality self, as you're saying, coming through the sacred heart, to fully more embrace that first. Like I think the title of that just rings to my heart, First Light, then.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I so wanted to paint that painting. But it took years to get to the point where I had enough certainty in my energetic connection to him that I could just allow the energy to translate into an expression that didn't involve a human image.
I think you just answered my question.
Okay, good.
Because when you just shared that, because I said, what's my next step besides, like, I do pray thy will be done through me, the energetic connection needs to be strengthened.
Exactly.
That's what I'm feeling.
That's exactly what we do in Christ's Blessing. We strengthen the energetic connection for everybody.
I'm getting all my God bumps because I feel like that's answering what my next step is, just to continue allowing the energetic connection.
That's right.
To rest in that. And then it's going to unfold just like you said. It just takes over. It'll just not about me painting a painting because I'm at that point of now what? And that, thank you, that is my answer.
You're welcome. And I think, actually, Elizabeth, it's everybody's answer, expressed in different ways, for different things, for different results. But I think it's really everybody's answer, because the one thing we all share in the creation of this universe that is constantly, constantly moving is energy. And that's the power of the last chapter in the Keys of Yeshua that was all about motion and allowing motion to come through us. And then that motion moves us. And so often when we are inspired, we say, it moved me. Someone says something beautiful, it moved me. We go to a great symphony, it moved me. We read a beautiful poem, it moved me. So what's happening there is that the energy behind that poem or that performance or those words made a connection with your energy, and it moved you so that you could have your own inner translation of it. You see, we each, and that's why in the blessing I ask for each one of you, while the energy is flowing, pray your own prayer. You pray, first of all, and I'll go through the process for everybody in case someone's new. I will say an invocation, an expression of love and appreciation to Yeshua, a calling to him and to the Holy Spirit to be with us. And then the blessing givers and I will unite in conveying the energy that is outpoured through us. It's not our energy. We are conduits. We are like these vortexes that come together and outpour the energy that's provided by the grace of God, this Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. And it pours through us to you. And however you connect, you will connect through your prayers. And then when it's done, that's why the last step is so important. And that is, you go rest for at least 7 minutes, and you be sure, don't think. Don't even continue your prayer, because your prayer might contain some thoughts. Just be as neutral as you can be, even if it means falling asleep. Just be neutral and receive. Because what you're receiving and what you're setting up for yourself is an energetic imprint between the energy that was given to you and the energy of your body, heart, soul, and even your mind. But it won't happen in your mind if it's all busy thinking. So it's time we actually got on with our blessing for today. So I'm going to mute your call, Elizabeth, and we are ready. And I would ask each one of you to be, except for the blessing givers, to stand with me, please. And the others of you, just be seated with all parts of your body uncrossed, your feet on the floor. And I would say your head bowed, but not bowed as in submission, more like relaxed, with your face pointed toward your heart. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and just be in your heart, relaxed, ready to receive, ready to pray. Yeshua, Son of God, brother of man, our teacher, our guide, the one who loves us unconditionally, who heals us from anything we ask, who cures our separation, who gives us the answer to our prayers, our dreams, our seeking, our desires. We are in prayer now to you. We ask you for your love, your healing, your help, your companionship, and your understanding for all that you give to us. We are so grateful for now and forever. We wish to continue being united in your most sacred, precious heart. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest. It's time to just receive and assimilate and be nourished to gain the full imprint of this blessing on your life. So bye-bye from now. God loves you. I love you too, and I look forward to being with you again next week.